You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
All right, good morning. 11 a.m. service. Just greet the person sitting next to you. Give them a high five. As you've seen in the bumper video, today we're starting a brand new series called Unwavering. And this is basically our series about faith. And as believers, it's pretty much important for us because as Christians, we are called to live by faith. Faith is an integral part of the Christian life. So whether you are new in the faith, you're here for the first time, or you've been in the faith for the longest time, years na, this series is for you. And may this series all the more encourage us to live a lifestyle of faith. Now, we call this unwavering because when you talk about the word unwavering, it means fixed, immovable, steady, or resolute. Something that can't just be moved nga easily lang. Maybe you've tried pushing something, did you mabarog siya? Try as you might to try and force it to move, it can't be moved. That's the kind of faith that we want. To have the kind of faith that can't be moved by any external factor lang. When bad things happen, when we encounter challenges, struggles, opposition, our faith remains the same. Our faith remains strong. And that's the kind of faith we want. That's why we're calling this series Unwavering. When I think about unwavering, another good example or story I could think about, which many of you might know, is the story of Hachiko, the dog in Japan. The story goes that this dog, very much close to owner niya, and one day namatay ang owner niya. His owner actually had a seizure while teaching in a certain university and never went home. And yet, because naanad siya to greet his owner at a train station every day, for 9 years and several months, this dog would go to the train station to try and wait for his owner to come home. 9 years. 9 years this dog remained loyal. And this amazing story of unwavering loyalty and faith sa dog pa lang. We want that to happen in our lives. We want to have unwavering faith. Now, when push comes to shove, when bad things happen, we'd still have the radical faith towards God. And that's why we're calling this series Unwavering. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to look into the life of a certain Bible character for us to learn how to strongly live by faith. That is the character Abraham. Perhaps many of you know Abraham. Abraham, the so-called father of the faith. Abraham was one of the Bible characters strongly attributed to having great faith. Is listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11, all that. When you talk about faith, one of the first names that would come to your mind is probably Abraham. And we're going to find out why this guy is pretty much known for his faith and what we can learn from his life, both his accomplishments and his mistakes. So we're going to do that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to look into the life of Abraham. And for our first installment, we're going to talk about faith and relationship. For our verses today, we're going to read briefly from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, 'Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I wish to show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" So just a quick background of what we're going to discuss. Originally, Abraham lived in a thriving metropolis city called Ur. His family left Ur, and he went and settled in another town or village called Haran. And later, God called him again to leave his place, to leave his family, to go to the promised land of Canaan. Abraham many travels after that, but Canaan was the promised land God had called Abraham to go. Now, Canaan is about 400 kilometers or miles from Haran. So, it's a pretty long distance. Nowadays, pag long distance, we just take the plane or if land trip, bus lang. But in their days, they had to walk there, ride a camel, ride a donkey. Imagine that journey probably took them weeks or days in the heat of the sun. But Abraham, by faith, left his home and went to Canaan. Now, as we look into the life of Abraham, as we start off this series about unwavering faith, I'm going to share three simple things as we talked about faith and relationships. Firstly, when we talk about faith, it's a call to know God, to know who God is. In verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12, it says here, "Now the Lord said to Abraham," Abraham's former name, "go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." So God called Abraham, leave your kindred's place. Leave your father's house. Leave your country. Ur was a thriving metropolis. This was not some simple backwater village you'd want to get out. Kaya di kaganahan mo stay there. No. Ur was a big thriving city. In fact, they had this big temple called the Ziggurat of Ur. It was huge.
And yet God called Abraham to leave that country, to leave that place. God even called Abraham to leave his family. I'm not saying that after this, we'll all leave our families. No, that's not the point. But there was a purpose why God wanted Abraham to leave his own family. And as I said earlier, God wanted Abraham to know him. It was a call to know who God was. Now, why is that? Joshua chapter 24, verse 2, gives us a glimpse of Abraham's life before God had called him, before he had this encounter with God. It says here in verse 2, Joshua said to all the people, this was hundreds of years after Abraham, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago, your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. What was Abraham's life before he was called by God? Abraham was not a worshiper of God. Him and his family, they worship other gods. Abraham was already wealthy and successful, and Abraham was commanded by God to go to a land he knew not, which he didn't know where yet to go. Wala pa yung specific si God. God just told him to go, to leave your family. And the purpose of why God wanted Abraham to leave his family was he wanted him to leave his old life, his former life of serving idols, of worshiping other gods. God wanted him to know who he was, the one and only God. He wanted this man, Abraham, to know him. And that couldn't be possible if Abraham were to stay where he was. If Abraham were just to stay in his place of comfort, where he was, in his family, in his old life, he wouldn't be able to know God the way he would down the line throughout the years. Since we're talking about faith, when you Google and search what faith means, faith basically means complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete trust or confidence. Kanang hindi na ka magduda. Perhaps some of us here, we have favorite brands that we completely trust. When you go to the groceries, nakipaliton, you buy it without thinking na nakitrust nila. Anyone here, you have your favorite brand of toothpaste. You don't buy apart from this toothpaste or favorite brand of shampoo, sabon, or whatever kind of brand. Or maybe for some of you only eat a certain food. There ang restaurant mo kaon. Abraham was called to have faith in God, but he couldn't do so if he didn't know who God was. Hebrews 11 verse 1 reinforces that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. Things hoped for, meaning you didn't get it yet, but you have a strong assurance and you're hoping for it. A strong conviction. When you say conviction, it's like a strong belief. You strongly believe in that thing even if hindi mo makita. That's what faith is all about. And Abraham was about to take on this journey of faith, and he couldn't do so without knowing God. Because since faith is essentially trust, Abraham had to know God first. For Abraham to be called the father of faith, the so-called man of faith, he had to know and trust God. And for him to trust God, he had to know who God was. And at this point, this was one of the first times God had spoken and called out to Abraham. Before this, wala pa know-how kay si Abraham, kinsa si God ba. Again, he worshipped other gods, a different lifestyle. And now, God had called Abraham to get to know him, get to know who this God was. We want to have unwavering faith. And you're wondering, how can we have strong faith? Maybe you're new here, you feel like 2 weeks pa lang ko nga Christian, or first time na ako mag-attend ng service. I want to have strong faith like my Victory Group leader, like my discipler, or like the people that are reading the Bible. How can I have strong faith? The starting point is to know God. Because our faith is all about having strong confidence in God. We cannot have radical, unwavering faith if we don't know who God is. I'm not saying that we will be able to box God completely and know anything and everything about Him. But the more we grow in our understanding of who God is, the more our faith will grow. It's kind of like if you have friends or your family members, but the more you know them, the more you trust them. If someone were to walk up to you, ask a favor from you, asa ka mas mo inclined to give favor to someone you fully trust and know or a complete stranger? What if they mo dul dito, bro, puti favor? Puti patabang ko ni ma. You don't know the person. Diba sometimes mas skeptical pata, mas scam ni. Mas nagbato ni tawhani, mas plano, modus ni. But if friend na to, or family member na to, even if it's so radical, so insane, maski kapoy siya, we'd want to do something for the person. Why? Because it's someone we know. It's someone that we have a relationship with. And that's the same thing with God. We want to have strong faith. We need to know God. We need to put effort in knowing who God is. That leaves the question for all of us. What is God asking you to leave behind in order to find life in Him? What is God asking you to pretty much take away from your life something that might hinder you from growing in your faith? What is God asking you to leave or to cut off from your life so that you will grow all the more in your faith? That you will find life, find faith in Him. What is that? I can't answer that for you, church, but ask yourself that. What could be that one thing or things that you feel like if you take away, you would all the more grow in your faith in God? Faith in God is a call to know God. Second thing that we can learn about the life of Abraham, about faith, is that it's a call to trust God. It's a call to know who God is, but not just that, it's a call to trust Him for who He is. Verse 2, it says here, "And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." So when God called Abraham, He didn't just call him, "Abraham, pao sa place nimo." Imagine if someone were to tell you, "Bro, pao sa gipoy animo karon, right now, leave, get out." How would you respond to that? Someone you never met, someone you barely knew, tells you, "Leave your place, leave your family, biyay sila, go, leave." Most probably, magduhat-duhat ang ha. Sige, sura ni tawanan eh. God, who wanted Abraham to know Him and trust Him, gave him a promise. It was God who initiated the call or the calling and gave Abraham something to hold on to. Yes, God called Abraham, but because it was so radical, so insane, leave your family, God gave Abraham something to hold on to. He gave him a promise. He gave him a promise for Abraham to know just what kind of God He was. And He wasn't some prankster God, nga pawa sa family nimo, then that's it, bahala na ka sa buhay nimo. There was a purpose to it. God called Abraham because He wanted to give Abraham a promise. And there was three parts to the promise. The call was to have greater prosperity, to become a great nation, and to be a blessing. A threefold promise. To become prosperous. He was already prosperous na ha. Okay na si Abraham at this time. But God basically would promise him to become all the more prosperous, to become a great nation, and to be a blessing to many. That was His great promise to Abraham. Those were His promises. And ironically, though that was the promise God wanted for Abraham, here's the thing, because of God's first instruction, yet Abraham was being called away from his known source of prosperity. If you look at all the promises of God, if ikaw tong taong ganan ka assured siging, di ka ganan mo take a risk, if you were Abraham, your known source of prosperity, of blessing, was probably at that time, your family. Because again, he was living in his family. He was living in a community. And he was living okay. And if for him to be prosperous all the more, he'd have to stay there and grow in his business or whatever he did, in his possessions. But God had called him to leave all of that, be on his own, leave everything behind to a new land. If you were Abraham, you'd wonder, tinod man ang gisulti ni God, that I would be prosperous and successful. I would be a great nation someday. I would be a blessing to many. Even though right now, I would probably get that from my family. Yet God wanted Abraham to leave and trust Him in His promises. As Abraham did that, many times, he would put his family in danger. But there was always a purpose to that. Many times, we only learn to trust God when we are stripped of everything we can rely on. A lot of times, we don't grow in our faith because there's many things that we are relying on, not the backups. Perhaps for some of you here today, you're wondering, there's some people in your life, may grabe siyang faith, grabe siyang makabelieve. Ako, maski 100 pesos lang, di ko kabelieve. Why this person, grabe siyang faith, makabelieve? That's because this person has experienced radical trust in God. This person has probably had multiple memories of trusting God, putting faith in God, walking with God. If we want to develop strong faith, we need to take away all our backups. Because we can't have faith in God, "Lord, I'm going to trust you," but ang other foot na ito, nasa backup. But Lord, just in case, di ka mutuman sa promise ni mo, nako assurance na Lord. Nako backup, Lord. So sige, Lord, mutrust ko ni mo, but nako backup. No, that's not how faith works. As we declare that we move in faith, we can't put several backups and say, "Lord, you're one of my options. But Lord, I'm also doing this and that para makuha na akong ganahan." If we claim to have faith in God, much like Abraham, to have unwavering faith is to put all that we have in trust in God. I have this story about people who would give away their cars to believe for new cars. Have you heard of people like that? They have cars, and they're believing for new cars. They would give it away to some people. They would bless them. And it's not like when they would give the cars away, 3 minutes later, na bagong car mahulog sa heaven. It doesn't work that way. When they would give it away, sometimes weeks, months, wala sa cars. And yet, at the end of that, After several days or weeks or months of waiting, a new car would arrive. I know someone who gave his old car, and then a new car came in, pick up naman, naabot. Completely given, sayaha, wala siya spend or anything, it was free, given to him, a new car. And you might think, may grabe, I wish I could do that. Wala ganay ko car pang give away. How much more asking sa car? First time I was here, the thought of radically giving something, anything away is so radical to us. Receiving kaya na to, but giving for some of us, that takes certain amount of faith. And again, the reason why these people could do that is because they've built that trust with God. They've had long years or moments of trusting God. And that's an encouragement for all of us. Because if you look at the life of Abraham, he didn't start out as this mighty man of God. Again, he was a worshiper of idols, of different gods. If you're here today, feel nimo, gamay pa yung faith nimo. Don't discredit yourself thinking, I cannot have great faith. Our faith can grow. Your faith can grow. If Abraham's faith could grow from a guy who was an idolater, a worshiper of other gods, who is man of faith, it can happen to us. Think about it. See, Abraham, he was not like you and me at this time. He was someone who didn't know who God was. And then God called him, and little by little, he grew in his faith. And little by little, he trusted God. The most famous story about Abraham is his story of trusting God for his promise of a son. Anyone here, namoy long prayer ni God. Dugin na nimo gina pray ni God. We've all had those prayers, siguro. For some of us, natay hope and dream na one day mabuhat nato ni. For some of you, it's getting married. For some of you, it's going to a certain place, a dream job, or whatever. Long prayers. See, Abraham had a prayer that took 25 years to be accomplished. Abraham, at this time, when he was called by God, you know how old he was? He was about 75 years old. At 75 years old, in our time right now, we'd think about retirement, resting, not doing really much anything now, or just enjoying our life now. But Abraham was thinking about starting a new life with this God, believing for big things. And yes, in their time, their culture, 75 was not really that old. People would grow to 100 plus. Ang 75, mura pa nag 40 years old sa ila, ha? But the point is, Abraham, 25 years waiting for a prayer. Anyone here, you've had 25 years ago, lahat mong answered prayer. Abraham, 25 years at least, waited that long to have a son. When we talk about radical faith, unwavering faith, that's Abraham right there. Was it perfect? No, he made mistakes along the way. He made shortcuts along the way. And yet still, he remained in his faith. And the reason for that was, again, he grew in his trust in God. A call to have faith in God is a call to trust Him, to trust in His promises. We can trust Him if we don't know Him. And the more we know, the more we're able to trust Him and His promises. That leaves the question, church, what are His promises for your life? What promises has God given you? Or maybe you've held on to, and maybe for some of us here, we've let go, feeling nato, at ito mafulfill na promise. A promise of provision, a promise of protection, a promise of healing. A promise of restoration for some of us here sa family nato. Whatever promises God has given to us. I'm not saying it's gonna happen in a blink of an eye. But when God gives His promise, He's faithful to complete it. Much like Abraham, we can have the faith to hold on to the promises of God. The more we know Him, the more we will trust Him. Thirdly, a call to have faith in God is a call to family. A call to have faith in God is not a solo walk. When we talk about having strong faith, unwavering faith, look at Abraham, man, grabe si Abraham, strong ang faith niya. But if we want to have unwavering faith, we can't do it alone. In verse 3 of Genesis chapter 12, it says here, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. See, Abraham becomes the representation of God's family. God had His plan that people would come to Him, would know Him, would trust Him, would have faith with Him, and they would be part of His family. And Abraham became the first of that representation of God's family. It was a relationship that would not only affect Abraham and his family, but the entire nation and eventually the world. The relationship that Abraham had with God, it would affect not just him, not just his own family, not just his own tribe, but everyone else in the world. As we are called, church, to have faith in God, I want to be reminded that faith involves other people. We can't have unwavering faith if we just do it alone. I talked about those stories of people who had radical faith. We look at those stories and we think those are isolated single cases of people doing it out on their own, being strong in their faith. But no. Many of those cases involve people encouraging them, praying for them, standing with them in prayer. And what this means for us, church, is that as believers, as followers of Christ, we are called to live by faith together with fellow believers. We are called to live by faith with others. Anyone here, you love eating barbecue? Sino ba? To sino? Anyone here, paborito kanina ninyo? For anyone who's done barbecue or magluto, di ba? You know, one key component is basically the coals or the wood used to burn. And if you know coals, di ba, mga uling, they're hot if you put them together and they get burned together. If you take out a coal from a pile of burning coals, even if init na siya, red hot, eventually it will cool off on its own. What's the point in sharing this, church? If you want to remain unwavering, strong, radical, immovable in our faith, we need to be connected with other people. We need to have fellowship with other people. That's the whole point of fellowship. The importance of doing life together with fellow believers. As we do so, we grow in our faith with God. Why? Because as you do life together with other believers, what you're struggling with, what you're having a hard time dealing with God with, perhaps ang ka-Victory Group member nimo na overcome na niya, na si story. Or perhaps you yourself have overcome something that your fellow churchmate, your fellow believer is having a hard time with. And you get to encourage one another. As you encourage one another, of course, the more strong ang faith ninyo. God's call to Abraham was about relationship meant to last for eternity. As we talk about relationship, as we talk about faith, God wants our faith, church, to last for eternity. He doesn't just want us to have strong faith for 10 years, 5 years, or 1 year. He wants us to grow and last long in our faith and our relationship with Him for eternity. For eternity. Basically, to wrap this up, as we talk about faith and relationship, faith is a call to a God-initiated relationship. The starting point of faith, to have strong faith, is our relationship with God. It's not just the head knowledge, it's not just the doctrines and all that, but it's our relationship with God. The starting point of all that. Abraham started by being called by God, called to know Him, called to trust Him, called to be part of His family, called to have a relationship with God. That was the starting point of Abraham and why eventually he became this man of faith. And for all of us here today, we want to have unwavering faith. It's all about deepening, cultivating our relationship with God. A God-initiated relationship. What do you mean by that? It's God who started it. It's God who started it. He started it when He called us. It's no accident that you were invited to the Victory Group. It's no accident that you were invited to that one-to-one. Your friend, kapila na ga-pass nimo, one-to-one ka. Kapila na ka-try invite for a Victory Group. Or kapila na ka-try invite sa church. Or kapila na ka-preach ng gospel. It's no accident that that happened because God has been calling you using those people to know Him, to hear of Him, to trust Him in His promises, and to be a part of His family. And as we grow in that, we grow in our faith, in our relationship with God.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.